It's great to have you along in this Wednesday morning. Hi, this is Jim O'Hara with a check of news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. It's 9:04. The city of Davenport has begun deploying temporary barriers and pumps in anticipation for flooding. IPR's Zachary Oren-Smith has more.
The National Weather Service of the Quad Cities anticipates floodwaters will reach 18.5 feet around July 4th along the section of the Mississippi River around Davenport. The city is mobilizing to keep the town dry, but road closures this year, as they have in the past, will make it harder to get to some parts of town. Kyle Carter is the executive director of the Downtown Davenport Partnership. He says he hopes residents will continue visiting businesses downtown despite the longer drive.
Obviously, we're hoping that people come out and support small business during this time. We understand the detours are a real pain in the neck, particularly on River Drive.
Carter said he's excited for future public works projects that will make more of the city accessible during peak flooding. In Davenport, I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather, today cloudy to start with gradual clearing and a high near 86. Overnight clear with a low of 61 for Thursday, increasing clouds, high near 80. Friday afternoon and evening, showers and thunderstorms could roll in with a high on Friday of 80 degrees. No mention of rain for the weekend. On Think, the odds of a child and a wife being diagnosed with two different types of brain cancers are astronomically small, and yet it happened to one family. Hear the story today at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.